So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, 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 what is up, my One Entrepreneur family? Super excited, super blessed to be here with you all. And I'm really excited because we have an awesome, awesome guy here with us today that is a digital web expert that really helps you as an entrepreneur really be able to really design, develop, have all the tools to be able to get online through your website, to make it efficient, make it effective, to get more leads, everything that you need for a website. And so he's been really plugging in with the group. He's our One Entrepreneur of the Month, and I'm so excited to be able to have this interview with him. So welcome, AJ. Thank you so much for being here, brother.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Austin. Thank you for having me today.
Yes. Heck yes, this is great. Awesome, awesome. So I always like to start off with a fun fact or interesting fact question. So what's something that that not a whole lot of people know about you?
Okay, yeah, something not too many people know about me would be like when I graduated high school in 2001 and went to college, I actually started off pre-med. And then, I was going to a small private Catholic university in the Irving, Texas area. And then I remember there was one day I came across the representative from Parker College of Chiropractic, and they're kind of, telling me about their school and the chiropractic profession. And I actually once considered becoming a chiropractor myself. And I've actually visited the Parker College of Chiropractic campus back in 2001.
Wow.
But then, long story short, I eventually fell in love with the world of web development and digital marketing.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, that's really huge. So yeah, like what was the flip for you with, I guess we'll kind of get into that with your story, but I'd kind of love to, let's just start right into that. As far as pre-med, what was kind of calling you in that direction in the first place?
What called me to pre-med? Yeah. I remember at a younger age, I've always enjoyed, studying about the human body and why certain things are the way they are within the body. And just had all different body systems work. Yeah. And I've spoken to a few doctors here and there. And I just like the idea of helping others, just being able to heal others.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I can see that from your natural like entrepreneurial spirit, being able to like love and serve and help others. I know with you really plugging into the group a lot, and even our breakout sessions, the insight that you do provide for others is really awesome and really helpful. And you're always there to be able to just love and serve. So having that spirit is really just so crucial, so important. And I love how that shows through like, just your interaction with others,
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you're on the pre-med route. So you said you kind of started to look a little bit more into chiropractic. Was it a specific instance where you started to look into that? Talk a little bit about that journey.
I remember during my first year of college. Interacting with that representative from the Parker College of Chiropractic. And I did a little bit of research. I looked at some like medical school curricula, like see what the classes are like, and looked at the Parker College of Chiropractic curriculum, see what it was like. And I noticed that the chiropractic school curriculum tend to focus more on, like natural health and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the medical profession in general tends to be more about like disease care and disease management. I know chiropractic tends to take more of a health management bent. In general, I've always been more into like alternative medicine and natural health. I mean, take care of myself using all natural means. And I just knew that if I went to the medical profession, I would be trained to just like basically be taught to be able to like prescribe the most effective medication with the least amount of side effects. Whereas I just wanted to do more than just medicate others. I wanted to do more than just that.
Yeah, that's huge. And I feel like that's where, I mean, I know you and I connected initially from, you know, chiropractic webinar that I ended up, you know, hosting and doing. And so, you know, it's really awesome to hear it in that aspect, because I that really lights a fire within me, just knowing, you know, just trying to really get people to understand the true meaning of health and understanding the difference between, like you're saying, disease care and like healthcare, and really looking at the two categories. And I think that both play an important role, but I honestly feel like focus more on going to, like, we have that natural, like, wanting to have that instant gratification. So let's go to the doctor, have a Band-Aid, or, you know, cover up our symptoms with this medication, but it's not getting to the root cause, where more of a natural holistic route, which what chiropractic really promotes, which why I get so fired up about health and wellness and chiropractic, is like really looking at the root cause. And so I know a part of like your journey and your entrepreneur journey, you've kind of even switching into like being a digital, like a entrepreneur, how you've kind of merged a little bit of the passions there together as well. And so really interesting to kind of talk about that as well. But what was the flip for you, kind of like the aha moment? Cause that's a pretty big switch, right? Going from, you know, kind of starting off pre-med, or at least looking at health in general, and then all of a sudden coming into the online space to be able to help others with digital development. So what was the big flip with that?
The big flip with that, I think it might make more sense if I give sort of a mini autobiography here.
Yeah,
like I said, I started off a pre-med, but then I met someone from Parker College Chiropractic, so then I got into chiropractic, and then long story short, not too many of my friends and family were supportive of it, and like pretty much everybody would tell me that okay, well, if you're gonna do that, you might as well go into physical therapy. At least that'd be a more respectable profession. And then I was kind of looking at like how I would achieve financial aid to go to chiropractic school. And I remember I was researching how like the military provides like financial aid to like doctors or dentists. Like, basically the military will cover their like medical school, dental school tuition fees, provided that they pay their service debt to Uncle Sam. And I was kind of thinking to myself, I noticed that, the military would cover me if I went the physical therapy route, I could get aid from the military, whereas if I went the chiropractor route, then I'd pretty much be on my own. And then, I was also kind of thinking, maybe I could do both. Maybe I could get certified as a physical therapist, become a physical therapist first, and then eventually go back to chiropractic school. I'd be able to do both. And I did eventually graduate with a Bachelor of Science in Health. I mean, I originally did intend to go to physical therapy school, but I did have a fiancé at the time, and I'm just getting a little personal, but fiancé kind of, messed me up a bit, so I wasn't able to fully continue with my educational professional goals at the time. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated college, I did some work at a non-profit. And then when I was with my ex-fiancée at the time, what originally got me into the world of entrepreneurship was when a member of her church congregation approached us and said how they were part of this nutritional multi-level marketing company, and they wanted to show us a presentation. And long story short, we went. And then I initially said no, I wasn't ready to invest to join. So they gave me the newsletter to the nutritional company. And I remember this newsletter, Yeah, a number of like nutritional articles and home business articles, and there's a suggested read list on the back of the newsletter. And one of those books was Rich Dad Poor Dad. Mm. I was kind of thinking, like, Rich Dad Poor Dad, that does look very interesting. And I did eventually buy a copy off of Amazon. Yeah. In fact, I still have that copy today, right here.
Nice.
To the Signs of Aging. Yeah, I remember when I read through this book, it was just hugely eye-opening, for lack of better words. Yeah, I remember when I read this book, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, it would be so cool if they actually taught this stuff in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, Cosmic Quadrant, ES, B, and I quadrants.
Yeah.
So I was just blown away when I learned on that. And yeah, I remember after I read that book, I just knew that, I definitely don't want to be an employee all my life. I definitely don't want to be in the E quadrant all my life. I definitely do want to get over to that B&I side where I have money and other resources working for me. That'd be like one of my like very first flips, like very first aha moments.
Mm. Nice. That's really huge. And I love how you say that too, because in just as far as like you coming from that mindset where it's like really utilizing the resources that you have to work for you instead of you working for it. And so like whether that is money or even that, like the knowledge that you currently have, the wisdom that you have, the expertise that you've gained over the years, it's like, how can you use that as a resource to be able to work for you? And so I really love that concept, and that's huge. I love how you mentioned that book. I've read parts of it. I haven't read the whole thing. I have a copy on my shelf over here, and still need to fully go through it. But I remember going through those four quadrants as well and talking about the difference of those. And that's what always really attracted me to entrepreneurship in general as well, right? Like understanding that like the only limit that I can have is whatever I do place on myself within the entrepreneur space. Like there's literally no limit. It's like to my imagination, what I can dream, what I can truly fathom, and then taking the steps to be able to make it happen, as compared to an employee, there's kind of a cap that you can have, right? And you can work your way up still maybe through your company or whatever, but there's always this cap until you can really take ownership of something yourself. And entrepreneurship is one of the most I wouldn't say easy opportunities, but just kind of like the vehicle to be able to help you get there. And so I know you mentioned this is kind of one of the aha moments that started this for you, this journey. And so when you realized that, what was it that kind of took you to the step of like, yes, this is my path where I'm going as far as being a digital web like expert?
All right. So it might make sense if I continue on with more of my autobiography there. So after I read this book by Robert Kiyosaki, and after I realized that I do want to be in that quadrant, I was also thinking to myself how I can pass a job. I've had like toxic coworkers or toxic managers, and I just knew that I wanted to create my own success. Like I didn't want my income or anything else be determined by another person. And after I read this book by Kiyosaki, I got back in touch with the person that showed me the presentation. I told him that, I did some thinking and I'd like to give this a try. Because I was kind of under the impression at the time that if I joined this nutritional MOM, that would put me in the B quadrant, that I'll be able to recruit a lot of people who know me and then be able to get a huge downline, where that basically that downline would be like, like other people working for me in a sense. And it didn't exactly happen. I remember when I first joined, when I wrote the check, Yeah, I remember one of the first things he told me was to like make a list of all my friends, family, pretty much everybody I've ever known since kindergarten, the whole warm market list. And I approached most of the people on my warm market list just by everybody told me no. And I ultimately never did recruit anybody. I never did put a huge downline. And I basically had to cut my losses and get out. And I just didn't realize that most of my marketing was not for me. And I've tried a number of other things here and there. So I remember coming across a seminar for real estate investing one weekend. So yeah, I went to that seminar and I was thinking, oh, this is real cool. I'll be able to make money in the world of real estate without having to get a license, without having to use any of my own money. And I eventually gave real estate wholesaling a try. That's basically where you like find a deeply discounted property and maybe it's like in foreclosure, or maybe it's probate or whatever. And then get into a contract and then you would assign that contract to a end buyer, cash buyer for an assignment fee. And my thing was I was able to build the list of cash buyers. I was able to build the list of like real estate investors like ready to pay cash for the right deal. But I can never find the motivated sellers. I can never find those deeply discounted properties. And plus the laws in the state of Texas kind of make it difficult to do that sort of real estate investing. So I cut my losses with that. And then in 2012, I did come across a course on affiliate marketing, which involved making money selling other people's products and services online. Now I was thinking to myself, this sounds real cool. Yeah, I could definitely see this being a better route for me than MLM or real estate investing. So yeah, I remember I purchased the course and yeah, the whole premise of the course was to build a WordPress blog and then also an email marketing funnel, build an email list. And like in a sense, be able to strategically insert your affiliate links within your blog content and within your email content. And I remember going through the steps of the course, like in registering my domain name, setting up my hosting account, setting up WordPress. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, wow, this is so cool. It's so amazing. Everything that goes on and making a website behind the scenes. And then, going through that course, and I did make some affiliate commissions with that course. So I at least broke even with that course out of there. But from that moment on, I just fell in love with the world of WordPress website development and digital marketing. And just from there, I would find more resources, find more courses on like web development, web design, online programming, and also in digital marketing as well. And another aha moment I did have was I had another ex-fiance back in, I want to say 2014, where she had a makeup artist come over and like get her dolled up for our photos. And I remember she was telling the makeup artist how she and I were involved in like online marketing, whatnot, and putting websites. And the makeup artist was like, wow, that's so cool. I've actually been meaning to get a website myself. Yeah, the last person I spoke to wanted to charge me $1,000. And yeah, I remember at that time, since I was like so brand new to this, I was thinking, wow, $1,000, that does seem quite a bit. Yeah, we could do one for much less for you. And then, long story short, the makeup artist eventually hired us to make her website. Now I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is amazing. I mean, although I'm not like fully certified in this, although I didn't officially go to school for this, but the fact that she hired me and the fact that she had trusted me, yeah, this is huge. And it was basically a lesson to me that you don't have to like have it all done. As long as you're at least a few steps ahead of like the other person, as long as you're at least a few steps ahead of your audience, then yeah, that's what matters.
Nice. I love that. Yeah, and I'd love to be able to hit on that because you just really dropped some huge value in there, just in that aspect of like really first and foremost, like understanding, like if you're an expert and you know a lot about how to do something or create something for somebody to benefit from, like what matters most is that you get results for somebody, right? And so like whether you do have a certification by your name or behind your name or not, like what matters most is results that you get. And so I love that, like this just kind of popped in my head, just really focusing on like relationships and results. Like that's what's so huge and what matters really most, like being able to establish the relationships, even like with looking at prospective clients or people that, you know, don't really know who you are. First and foremost, you want to build that relationship with them, build that rapport, build that trust, and then invite them into your space to be able to get them the results that they truly need. And so I really love that. And then you talking about as far as the aspect coming from a leadership point of view, like what it takes to be a leader and be able to really help people get the results they need is just being one step ahead of them, right? Like that's really huge. Just like thinking of from that aspect, I always coach entrepreneurs in that aspect where, you know, if they're suffering from imposter syndrome, like all you have to focus on is just being one step ahead of your client, and that's it. And you can be able to lead them to their ultimate destination, you know? So I really love, you know, love how you mentioned that. That's huge.
All right, definitely.
Nice, awesome. So yeah, so along this journey, so how long have you been doing, you know, be like as a digital web expert, how long have you been doing this in this entrepreneur space?
In this entrepreneur space, 2014, that's when I worked with making artists, that was my very first paying client. And from 2014 to October 2017, I pretty much did it as a side hustle. I mean, I'll do it on site here and there, like whenever the makeup artist would refer people to me, and make their website. And I would also get involved in like entrepreneur Facebook groups here and there, just to answer any WordPress website related questions. And then in October 12, 2017, that's when I made the decision to go take my side hustle full time. Yeah, I remember I was working as a security officer at a federal office building at the time. And so, I was basically in a position where like they were like increasing my responsibilities, just giving me more work without increasing my pay. And since I was in a supervisory position, it would be a challenge to get time off. Like whereas the typical American worker gets 2 weeks off per year, I'd be like if I got 2 days off per year. And I remember I was at a point where I think I have a good enough clientele. I think I have a good enough cash flow here. I think I'm in a good enough position to spread my wings and fly away. Yeah. So I remember it's like September 20 something. That's when I prepared my resignation letter. But I was actually in my Google Drive last night, and I came across the resignation letter I wrote that day.
Nice. That's awesome. That's probably like a really good fit. I'm sure a really good feeling coming across that too. It's like, man, I'll pin this up on my board. Like, you know, it's like that moment. So like, was there anything that stood out to you that really just kind of, helped you take that jump? You know, I see that a lot where a lot of entrepreneurs are, especially when it's a side hustle, they're very timid to be able to fully step into it. So do you have any sort of advice in that aspect that allowed you to be able to fully commit and fully take that jump to being a full-time entrepreneur?
All right, yes. Someone's very timid about taking their side hustle full-time. Yeah, I would say definitely take calculated risk, and you do want to proceed with some caution, because obviously, like if you're married, if you have a baby on the way, then you might be in a more difficult position than like a single guy with no wife and kids. So obviously, you do want to just consider your circumstances, your lifestyle. And I know a lot of experts say you want to have at least 6 months of living expenses saved up before you do make that bold leap. Once you have that money saved up, and once you do have a some sort of like steady flow of leads, steady flow of clients and the cash flow, and if the place you're at now, if it's a very toxic, very unpleasant, then I would say make that bold leap.
Nice. Yeah. Make that bold. And what I noticed too is whenever we do make that bold leap, it's like wherever we spend our energy, like that's where a lot of the flow is going to happen. And so the more energy that we do end up spending, like we dedicate and we fully take fully step into being a full-time entrepreneur, it's like when you take that leap, it's like you're kind of in a way forced to make it happen at the same time. So then you start really thinking from more of a mindset of an entrepreneur. It's like, now that I've fully stepped into this, it's like, now how can I really make this happen? It's not a matter of like kind of what if, it's like I'm in it. It's a matter of now what am I going to do? How am I going to do this now to be able to make this happen? It's a huge mindset shift whenever you do take that full bold leap, that step, that commitment. And so, and interviewing so many entrepreneurs, it's like over and over and over, even some of the, seven figure earners, they're like, just jump, take the jump. It's like, we're all scared and it's okay to be scared and like acknowledge that fear there and just do it anyways. Like, despite having the fear, just jump, just go for it. And like, what happens is you're going to course correct along the way, you're going to adjust and make it happen. Instead of just wondering, like always in the back of your mind, what if it's like, no, I'm in it now. It's about making it happen. And so, that's really huge. Awesome. So as far as, I would love to talk a little bit about, how like a little bit of the services that you do provide, so that, if anyone's watching the replay, they can be able to understand a little bit more about what you can do for them to be able to help them as an entrepreneur.
All right, awesome. Sure thing. I do like to call myself a WordPress website consultant. So that's just a fancy way of saying that I do like to take the time to get to know my client's goals and objectives, to be able to help them establish an online presence that's right for them. So that includes like WordPress website design and development. Also do digital marketing, and I know clients come up with email marketing campaigns, that sort of thing. And one of my other talents is writing as well. So I am quite adept at writing blog content, writing email content, and that sort of thing. And there's basically like three types of clients that come to me. There's the client who doesn't have a website at all. They need a brand new website built. And there's another client who maybe they have a pre-existing WordPress website, but it's not fully serving them well. Maybe they haven't had a lead or customer in over a year. So there's some tweaks and adjustments that need to be made there. And then the third type of client is someone looking to take the do-it-yourself route. Someone that doesn't want to hire any freelancers, they just want to be able to do it themselves. And I do have an online course for that type of person.
Nice. Awesome. So that's awesome, because I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs that, like you said, that are DIYers as well. So as far as, I know that you have a, just knowing you and what you've got going on, you have a webinar that you are, that you have actually coming up that talks a lot about how you can do it yourself, and be able to talk about a little bit about your course or your program to where they can do it very efficiently in their own time. And so I'd love for you to be able to talk a little bit about that as well.
All right, definitely. So I do have my first ever webinar coming up on December 3rd. It will start at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in a nutshell, it's going to be about how a service-based entrepreneur or any other independent entrepreneur can establish their own online presence, and particularly how to establish an effective online presence going to 2021 and beyond. Because obviously, this pandemic has affected a lot of people for the worse. So I'll definitely be keeping that in mind. My webinar will give a basic overview of everything that's involved in building a website. Then it'll also include some top tips on how to establish that effective website, how to make the most of their online presence. And then for those who are looking to just take that step in building the websites, there'll be an offer at the end for that.
Nice. Awesome. Great, great. So what's the, as far as for people to be able to register for that webinar, what's the website? Where would they need to go to?
It's actually a very long URL. So I'm assuming we can paste that link below this video.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll do that. So I'll grab the link for you, put it in the description. So then that way, people tuning in, watching the replay, be sure to go to this link and sign up for this webinar if you want to be able to create an efficient, effective website in a very short amount of time, or doing it at your own pace. It's all available for you through AJ here. So awesome, man. Great. Thank you so much for that, because that's really huge. I hear so many people, so many entrepreneurs have a rough time, and I see it through so many groups or even my own clients, just as far as that, just being technologically challenged, it can be very hard. There's a lot of stuff that comes into play whenever you're developing your website, you're developing your online presence, trying to get those leads, get the traffic, capture those leads, and then be able to, offer your services, products, or programs to them. And so there's a lot that goes into play. And with you being an expert and a resource, everyone tuning in, utilize that to your full capability. Mm-hmm. He's here to be able to love and serve. It's awesome. So awesome. Well, I know we're wrapping up towards the end here. And so before we wrap it all up, I just have one more question for you. And it's the time machine question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I love this question. So yeah. So everything that you know now, as an entrepreneur, from the journey that you've had up until this day, you have all the knowledge and wisdom, putting you in a time machine, going back to the start of your journey, what is the one thing that you would implement, or the one thing that you would do, maybe just slightly different, or just adding to be able to produce quicker results? Or what would be that one thing that you could say to that entrepreneur just starting out, where it's like, you know what, this is what you should definitely do and implement?
All right. Yeah. If I had a time machine, I would actually request to go to the date October 13th, 2017, my very first day of self-employment. And if I had the ability, I would actually compose a 3-page Google Doc and give it to my past self. But if I can only tell them one thing, I'd probably tell them to invest in some form of coaching or mentorship. And I would also remind myself of the biblical proverb Proverbs 11:14, which says, "Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there is victory." And I'll just encourage my past self to just find that abundance of counselors, find that abundance of coaches, mentors. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that, but at least find at least one coach or mentor to help keep you on track. Because I was kind of thinking about this earlier today. I was thinking that when I became self-employed back then, I think it would have been really beneficial if I had someone to tell me that, okay, Andrew, now that you're self-employed, because I know you've been treating this like a side hustle for some time, so let's make sure that we make that transition from side hustler from, or a part-time entrepreneur to a full-time entrepreneur. And yeah, you're not just building websites, you're also selling websites. So you want to get good at selling and marketing yourself. And then also right now you're kind of building websites for everyone needs websites. You want to find a specific niche to serve. And yeah, just think about your personal interest or what fascinates you and figure out that niche. And then, and yeah, you want to get an effective deal flow in place, effective workflow in place. You want to refine your systems and processes. Here's a suggestion how you can refine your systems and processes. Yeah, I'm thinking if I would have had like somebody tell me something like that back then, I'm sure I would have had I'd be at a different level of success and progress today.
Yes, definitely. And that's really huge. And that just goes to show kind of like what you were mentioning earlier, as far as like the aspect of, you know, being one step ahead. It's like who, like anybody that's, you know, watching this right now, it's like who is involved in your life that is already been through or at a position where you want to get to, right? Like when you can be able to really just provide yourself with that right support to understand from their mind, from looking at that outside in perspective, they can see, analyze what's going on in your life and tell you what steps you need to take. Cause it's all about, like, you know, and one of the main problems that a lot of entrepreneurs suffer from is that like lone wolf syndrome, doing it alone. And yeah, sure, you might get the results, but the quicker your results depends on your support system, right? And so the more you can surround yourself with the right mentorship, the right coach to be able to help guide you along the right path, to be able to say, hey, no, don't go left, you want to go right. They're like your GPS along your journey to help you get to your destination much quicker, right? And so that's a huge point. So I thank you for sharing that. That's really big. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, brother. Really appreciate you for being on here and all the wisdom, all the value you provided. And like I said, I'll be sure to put, you know, your link to your webinar here as well. And if people want to like just reach out to you, what's going to be the best way just to be able to get in touch with you?
Reach out to me. Yeah, either here on Facebook or via email at info@powerfuldigitalsolutions.com.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. So I'll put that in the description as well. You're a Facebook here. So just, yeah, easily reach out to them. If you have any sort of support that you need with your website, digital marketing, whatever you need, AJ here's for you. So thank you so much again, brother. Really appreciate you. And yeah, hope everyone is having an awesome, gosh, it's Wednesday. It's One Lifestyle Wednesday here. This is great. So hope everyone's having a fantastic, awesome Wednesday. We will catch you all later. Have an awesome rest of your week as well. And like I said, just reach out for support, you know, whatever you need, like AJ said here, surrounding yourself with the right mentorship, with the right support system is just going to help quicken the results that you're wanting to be able to achieve, you're wanting to be able to gain in your journey. So thank you so much again, AJ. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Austin. Thanks for having me.
All right. Yes, of course. Take care, brother.
All right. You too.
You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the One Entrepreneur podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Every single week, providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So, see you next time. Love you. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.